With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
If they have to push back the draft because of the college football season, or should they, would they push back the draft because of the college football season for 2021? My God.
I lost you right there. I lost you in the outrage. I'm really sorry.
Why? Because it just stones your head to hear me just completely butcher that line?
I think we were talking about college. First it was pushing the draft back. Then, I'm sorry, I just blanked on you.
Will the NFL push back the draft if college football season has to be pushed back?
I mean, I don't think so, because I think NFL, if they wouldn't do it this year when there were so many GMs that wanted to, then I feel they probably wouldn't next year, and guys would want to get guys, by guys I mean coaches, trainers, staff, would want to get their hands on these kids as soon as they can, especially if they've been out of football for a period of time.
Well, if they had less time, though, to get ready for the combine, because the combine takes place when? March? Am I right? End of February, early March. So you got two months. We'll say if you end up a college football season in February, well, then why not move the draft back if we have to move the combine back?
But are they really going to do that? See, I feel like if they did a college football season in the spring, a lot of guys would opt out of that.
Well, I don't know, Aditi. That's why I'm asking you.
A lot of guys who had NFL aspirations. No, I think because guys know that if they have NFL aspirations, they're not playing a full college football season in the spring and then playing an NFL season in the fall.
Well, I'm just talking about a fall football season, because Dan Patrick had said yesterday that it was a 12-2 vote, and I'm not saying that he's wrong about that. I think they probably did have some sort of an informal vote, and he got wind of that. But also Kirk Herbstreit, because later on in the day, I think that the tastes have changed with America when that news came out. Kirk Herbstreit saying maybe that they might just push back the college football season in the Big Ten instead of getting rid of it altogether.
This whole pushback idea is just, I'm not a scientist, I'm not a doctor, but, and again, and this is part of my distraction this morning, guys, in the interest of full disclosure, we had another stupid school board meeting last night. The people that are saying, oh, well, let's wait and see what happens in 9 and 10 weeks, that's the start of cold and flu season. Everything is only going to get worse in cold and flu season, not better. If you want things to work, you need to move them forward. And I know I said this to you on your air months ago, that I advocated for training camps to start earlier and games to start earlier, not later. I mean, it doesn't make any, the way that we watch infectious disease, the way we watch the spread of viruses and germs, it's known people are sicker in the wintertime. There's a reason for that. So why does anybody think that magically in the next 10 weeks, suddenly this thing is going to disappear and we're just going to pick up life?
Aditi, the NFL has been in the best spot of all these leagues just because of the time, because they were the furthest away when all this went down. So they had all this time to digest what was going on, evaluate what all these other leagues are doing. What important lessons do you think the league, these teams, these players have learned from everything they've seen from everyone else?
That listen to the science, that science matters more than optics. Have you seen the numbers in the NHL bubble? I mean, look, if you follow the guidelines, if you wear your masks, you wash your hands, you keep your circle small, and you avoid unnecessary exposure. What did we just see yesterday? That the NHL has administered 15,000 tests and has not had one single positive? I mean, again, I really have a lot of faith, and it's funny because I had this argument with a friend of mine who works in the NHL, this weekend. And I said, you know, I have a lot of faith in NFL players. And I said this to you guys too. I just think that these guys know that their guaranteed monies don't last forever. They have a small window to make a lot of money. They have a small window to capitalize on their earning potential. They're not going to risk that. And so I think that NFL teams are taking these precautions unbelievably seriously. They're taking these protocols seriously. They're following them as best as they can. They're holding each other accountable. I mean, Calais Campbell told us last week that all negotiations are contentious, that players and owners never agree on anything. He said the one thing that had zero contention was the idea that people would be penalized for risky behavior. He said there was absolutely no pushback from the players on that. There was no pushback from the owners. Everybody agreed. We're all in this together.
That's good.
So I really just think that do what you're supposed to do. Wear your masks. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't engage in risky behavior. Don't sneeze on each other.
Literally, as you're saying that, I was touching my forehead. I keep forgetting.
I swear to God, I totally forgot about that part of it.
I'm not
touching your face.
Seriously?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I totally forgot about that part over the last few months.
Anyway, Aditi, you said
all right, well,
that.
Well, every week I'll remind you, Ken, and I'll ask you, are you touching your face?
No,
Sorry, Lima, I don't mean to cut you off. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like follow the guidelines. And let's see what happens. And if we're going to capitalize on a moment, let's capitalize on the moment right now. And don't just sit here and magically think that things are going to get better. I think that this is why we're in this mess. Because in February, it was like, oh, magically, this is going to go away. In March, it was like, oh, it's going to go away. In April, oh, in the warm months, it's going to go away. No, it doesn't work that way. We've seen
but
that.
Didi, all the reports started to surface over the last few days from college football that the reason that many of these schools and these conferences were talking about shutting down in the falls because they were getting really bad info, scary info from doctors. Well, what doctors are the NFL using?
I mean, well, they're
Sorry,
I lost you for just a second. Obviously, Dr. Stills is leading the charge here.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe in the doctors that the NFL is using. I do believe in the way that the NFL has secured testing and come up with a plan for testing. I think all of those things are, you know, it's funny because, and I know that this is probably not what I should be saying on Cleveland radio, but Mike Tomlin has all these sort of ridiculous cliches. And, you know, we make fun of them, but to some point it's like you could write a book out of them. And last night when I was texting with a player about the school board meeting, he said, don't live in your fears. And that's one of Mike Tomlin's favorite sayings. And it's kind of this idea that we have to be smart, we have to be careful, but we also can't just live afraid. I mean, at some point we have to live, right?
Some point.
We're not talking about football anymore, are we?
Do no,
we need to
I
get back
so.
On football? Do you want to ask me about Baker Mayfield? Would that make things a little bit better?
Yeah, why not? Is 4 pounds? did we do the 4 pounds of lean mass before or after Aditi yesterday or last week? I think it's after. Is 4 pounds of lean mass a lot? He put on four pounds of lean mass.
Okay, that sounds great. I think that sounds like a lot.
That sounds like a lot?
I don't. You know what? Like to some level, this is kind of.
What?
It's funny because we're talking about everybody's physique to some degree.
Yeah.
Did Baker get bigger and stronger? Did Lamar get bigger? Did Ben get skinnier? Did, you know, and it's like, okay, sure, these things matter to some degree, and you want to make sure that your quarterback is strong and can take a hit, but you also want to hope that your O-line is good enough that he's not really getting hit. And I mean, at the end of the day, I don't think that what will make or break Baker Mayfield's year is how much lean mass he has. I think I could probably come up with 10 other things that are more important.
Well, you want him to be sturdy, though. That's the whole point of the lean mass there and everything.
Well, sure, but you also hope that this offensive line is significantly better than the one that they had last year, right?
Yeah. How old's your kid now, by the way?
Which one?
Your youngest one.
She is 11 months, actually, and she is crawling ridiculously fast. She's climbing stairs. She's standing on her own, and she's walking if she's got something to hold on to.
We were talking earlier, and I accidentally said she's well over a year old. I beg your pardon.
No, it's happening. Remember, she was born week one of the season.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to anybody but myself.
And if Dr. I. Felice, if you're listening,
he's not.
The doctor that delivered her at the Cleveland Clinic is a faithful listener of yours, Ken.
Oh, really? I don't believe him.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's important to give him a shout out. No, it's been 11. It was week one of the season.
Aditi
unexpectedly arrived.
Yeah, that's true. Aditi Kekabala joining us on the show on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. If you look up and down the division, who has the best chance to get to a Super Bowl other than Lamar in that order? I said the other day, because of surrounding factors, I think it's actually maybe Baker Mayfield over Ben. Then Ben, because I don't know what Ben is coming back, and then I would say Joe Burrow just because he plays on a pretty poor football team. How wrong am I?
I think you're wrong. I do think that the Steelers have a better chance. Look, they're a veteran team. The veterans showed up well-conditioned. They are very familiar with their system. They have a lights-out defense that now is in year two. They did a lot of new things last year. Minkah Fitzpatrick was really a game-changer and joined them partway through. Now he's had an entire offseason.
Well, the reason I say it is I just don't, when Jay Glazer rolls his eyes, if we're talking about physiques, if Jay Glazer rolls his eyes, which he did when he was told about how much working out Ben has done recently, am I really to expect that Ben Roethlisberger is just going to be totally fine and everything's going to be right back to where it used to be? I don't know.
But I think that's part of why he's rolling his eyes is the same thing that I just said to you about Baker's lean muscle mass added lean mass. Like, at the end of the day, those aren't the things that are really going to make or break things. I mean, you've seen Ben Roethlisberger win a game looking unbelievably fat. Like, it's almost like, yes, you want your quarterback to be fit. Yes, you want him to be able to move around. Yes, you want him to have endurance, and you want him to be able to withstand the hit. But, I mean, Eli Manning won two Super Bowls and made two of the most amazing throws in Super Bowl history, and he never looked like an elite athlete.
Aditi, you've seen players.
You guys are, like, every single thing I'm saying today is just completely womp womp.
No, I'm fine with it. I don't understand why Lima usually takes a little bit to get into his question. That's all. Go ahead, Tone.
But it really feels like everything I'm saying is just a dud. Is that where we are right now?
No, we're fine. We're absolutely fine. I promise you.
Okay, then I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
4 weeks. I mean, we talk about my daughter, right? And she's a month away from the start of the season.
Yeah.
So we are supposed to start a season in 1 month.
Yeah.
Nobody's put on pads yet. There will be no preseason games. There will be a very, very, I mean, as much as we're talking about this acclimation period, we're really kind of talking about a short ramp up of actual football before real football. What is your level of concern here? Do you think that we see crappy football to start?
You.
Does it even matter
thank
if
you.
We see crappy football?
Thank you. No. 2 weeks ago when they said they weren't going to have a preseason, Aditi, I freaked out and everybody said, Ken, you're an alarmist. You're doing fear porn here with this football team. I go, no, they're not going to be running into each other. They're not up against live bullets like they've been in the past. Like, even they can't even do joint practices. Yes, my level of concern is very, very high for this football team, because I think whether people want to admit it or not, what they think now is going to be different from what they think in January. And if they have a poor season, I'm willing to bet the same people I'm talking to right now, a vast majority of them are ready to move on from Baker Mayfield if this season doesn't go well.
Oh, you don't think he gets a mulligan?
No, not with the fans.
For how crazy
I think right now we all think that, but I think everybody else, I think that in the back of their minds, their opinions will vastly change when they actually get into it. It's easy during the offseason to leave my sword at the side. When we actually start going through these games, no. We go back to old habits, and if he doesn't play well, I don't care about a preseason. I don't care about COVID. We're going to get calls about replacing that guy, because whether there's going to be a college football season or not, Trevor Lawrence is still going to be there. Justin Fields is still going to be there. Other quarterbacks are still going to be there. You know I pay attention to Iowa State. You know Brock Purdy can end up being a first-round quarterback. These guys are going to be there.
You know, I think you raised such a good point in
Damn
the
right.
sense that how many times do you get a mulligan? I mean, how many times in your life do you get to sit here and say, oh, well, they were a mess. Well, his receivers weren't healthy. Well, he has a brand new first-year head coach. Well, they're, you know, like, at some point, you just have to put up to some degree. I agree in what you're saying, but I also just assume that, you know, Cleveland would be happy to give him a mulligan.
I don't think they would. I don't think there's a chance in hell. Lima, if you disagree, please tell me. I think if
John Dorsey was still here, he might get that mulligan, but these guys did not draft him.
Ah, so this isn't even about a fan question at this point, you're saying. This isn't about whether the fans love him. You're saying this is the organization will move on from him.
I think they're saying all the right things about supporting him, but it'll be very easy for them to go in another direction if Baker has a bad year.
And I'm also talking about the fans. I'm on another level. I'm speaking about the fans.
Okay, who else? Who else is there a short leash on then, do you think?
Odell. Hell, I don't know. That's no woe.
That's exactly true. What I was the name that was in my mind. I was curious to see if you would name him. Okay.
Well, just because of how much money that he's going to command. Look, if he has a great season, then you have another discussion about whether or not he's going to want a new contract and want that contract ripped up. I mean, that's how a guy like Odell is. But if he doesn't play well, it's a lot of money tied up to wide receivers. My guess is they'd want to definitely get younger and go in another direction. Maybe a little more stable.
Okay. You feeling better about Njoku right now?
Meh.
Not really.
Do you care?
In terms of what? What do I care about?
I mean, do you feel like you have Hunt, you have Chubb, you have Landry, you have
in that
Cooper.
Case,
I think they're good.
Yeah, in that case,
I think they're good.
Yeah. Aditi,
in that sense, okay, you got to let me go.
Yeah.
All right. Did I redeem myself at least a little bit? You feel a little bit better about this?
You did well the entire interview. Stop. You did well the entire
time. But I do need to tell you that last week I went on my school board rant, and your listeners just made me feel so much better.
Our
on
listeners
the Twitterverse.
Loved it. Our listeners loved it. There were people in the hallway who were a little uncomfortable. But don't you worry about it. Nobody.
Wait, isn't that part of the job? Isn't that part of the job to make the people in the hallway uncomfortable?
Exactly. Nobody on this phone call was uncomfortable, though. That's why I loved it. Aditi, we'll talk to you again next week. I promise. Thank you.
All right. It was a lot of fun.
Yes,
take
ma'am.
Care, guys.
Aditi Kinkabwala on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I want to ask you that question and update the Would You Rathers when we come back. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.